In today's Modern Ag Report, some technology in the agriculture industry is looking at an old problem in the food supply chain. Food safety and traceability has always been a heavily debated topic. But as technology advances in the industry, so does traceability ideas. A company called Safe Traces, formerly known as DNA Trek, found a way to bridge traceability gaps they saw in the system.
Our product is an invisible, odorless, colorless, edible biological barcode. So it is used to print, essentially, traceability information. Only we're able now to trace the product as opposed to the package, which is what current solutions do.
CEO Anthony Zografos says traceability was lost as soon as the packaging the product was in was thrown away.
That's correct. So if you have a piece of fruit, a leaf of spinach, a leaf of lettuce, whatever you have, you can very easily identify the exact origin of that piece of product down to the field, the harvest date, you know, the lot number, the picking crew, the picking machine, you know, anything, just about anything you like to trace back to, you can.
The product uses all natural existing DNA from things you wouldn't normally expect in the food supply chain and creates a combination of sorts. Zografos says the system now allows food to be traceable far after it's been unpacked from packaging.
By combining all natural ingredients, extracts from things like seaweed and you know other plants, we create unique combinations, and these unique combinations are effectively matched to traceability information and stored in our server. These extracts are sprayed onto the produce with existing coating steps like waxes or sprout inhibitors or the final rinse, or they can be mixed into things like olive oil or juices or even dry goods like cereals and coffee and beans. If this product is intercepted anywhere in the world, with a simple analysis, one can determine what barcode is printed or inserted in this product, and matching our net in our database, it can identify the origin.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.